It's called Boy Music. And here's Travis.
It damn sure is. We do this every week, normally at 11:30, but we had to talk to Matt McLaren as he walked into Fenway Park. This is usually where we spend a little time, believe it or not, talking music.
Well, I mean, music. Yeah.
Thank you, Norm. Thank you, Norm. It is our favorite open. We because we did it at lunch, you don't get to hear it this week, but we'll run that back next week. What I brought for you today, Rich, is a collection of some of the best, or what I think is the best, fake songs. Now, these are songs from bands that are featured in movies and TV, but not like a documentary and not like a Rocket Man type situation.
Yeah, or what was the Queen one? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, not that. Definitely not Ray.
The Doors.
The Doors. The upcoming Beatles flick that's supposed to be really cool. No,
those are real songs by real bands.
Exactly. Or I guess real songs by real imitators of the band sometimes. Best Whatever. Case, you get it. Yeah. No, what I'm talking about here are artists that were created specifically for a TV show or movie. Now, I'm going to miss some because I went through a bunch of them yesterday and my list started 25 strong.
Okay.
25 strong. I whittled it down to some of my favorites. And the first one we'll play here in Tip Sheet, and when Ham gets over here, you can kind of play these underneath me and then we'll listen to them. You got me. This first one is from the hit ABC television program, one of my favorite shows of all time. And no matter what, you're going to get judgment when you bring this place or bring this show up, but this is the hit show Lost.
Okay.
And it comes to you from Drive Shaft, which was Charlie Pace, was the, you may know the actor from Lord of the Rings, Dominic Monaghan.
There's no chance.
If you've seen him, he's one of the he's one of the hobbits.
Guess what?
You've never seen the Lord of the Rings?
No. Nor have I seen Lost, by the way.
That I believe more than Lord of the Rings.
I don't pretend like Junior Miller.
Well, the plane crashes and this guy is a junkie former rock icon, not icon. They had a one-hit wonder, and it was called You All Everybody. This is it playing underneath me. Charlie Pace's brother was Liam. He's the lead singer of the band. They named the band for their great-grandfather, whose initials appeared on an heirloom ring passed down to the brothers. But it was their big hit off of their self-titled album, and it does show up throughout the series in different ways. It'll come back being played when Charlie...
Just this song?
They never did any other song to my recollection. If they did, it was like little bits and pieces.
Okay.
And it's a product of the time. Like, it sounds like rock from 2007. Like, and it's a little schlocky, but I find it to be an actual tune. Like, a lot of times when these things are presented, it's kind of thrown together and not very good. This is an actual tune, but also kind of crappy, which I respect.
Yes.
Because it's not an actual artist that did it. Drive Shaft was very successful off of their self-titled album, but things started going downhill, and the drugs caught up with him, Rich.
It's got to be tough if you're a junkie and you get stranded somewhere then, huh?
It's tough. Very tough. He has a difficult time, but
does he have the DTs during this or something?
Lucky for him, he found heroin on the island.
Oh!
There was another plane crash where Mr. Echo and his fellas were drug dealers from Africa. And they were running heroin.
Seriously?
And it crashed on the island. Helped him with his fix. Then John Locke got him off the smack.
I can't
again.
Explain this, but Rich, you look like you used to watch Lost.
He did.
I can't explain it.
It's the shirt.
I have seen zero episodes.
It's the shirt.
Yeah, not one.
Speaking of drugs and hilariously handled drugs in film, I give you Walk Hard by Dewey Cox from the film Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. A hilarious parody of Walk the Line featuring, I think, my two favorite parts of the film are Jack White as Elvis, absolutely hilarious, fantastic, and the Beatles impersonations. It's Paul Rudd, Jason Schwartzman, Jack Black, and
Ringo.
Yeah, I know the last Beatle. Thank you, Ringo. Lando. Thank you. Don't put your mic back up there like you're done for the segment.
Well, just like the Beatles, the actor who plays Ringo in this movie is irrelevant.
Right, it's true.
This is John C. Reilly, right?
Yes, John C. Reilly, who's been actually doing, like, country music stuff lately.
Really?
Yeah, like, he's been showing up with, I'm trying to remember her name, Sierra Farrell. Okay. Who is kind of a mid-card country artist right now. She's really good, beautiful voice. She yodels like crazy. But he's been kind of running around with her a little bit and will show up at a bar and just kind of do a couple songs, and he looks insane. He just looks absolutely insane.
Doesn't he always look insane,
though? He
kind of
does, but he's great.
He is.
And this song's great.
Sounds like he's made plenty of dough, and he's now just having fun.
Oh, yeah, after he took that role from Will Ferrell.
He rode along with Will Ferrell, largely.
Well, and then he took the Lakers role, because Will Ferrell wanted to play in Winning Time.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that little quartet of those dudes. Let's move on here. Another cult classic. So, are you aware of the 2001 film Wet Hot American Summer?
No.
It was a pretty big cast, but it was people you wouldn't have known in 2001 that well. I would say probably some of the biggest names. Bradley Cooper's in it. Paul Rudd is in it. There's, trying to remember everybody who was in that one. There's tons of folks in it. Amy Poehler, Ken Marino, Elizabeth Banks, just star-studded.
I see Jane Garofalo.
Pretty ridiculous. And it's a parody on, like, teen summer sex movies, like American Pie, that sort of thing, summer camp. And there was this, it was in 2001 when they did this, and they're all already playing, like, aged down, I guess. They're all 25 when it comes out. They're playing 17-year-olds. Well, 15 years later, in July of 2015, Netflix, who had gotten a hold of the original movie and had the rights to it, made a series of it and made a prequel series with the entire same cast. So they bring everybody back to play younger versions of their already aged down selves from 15 years ago.
Okay.
And it was an 8-episode run. It was really, really good. The song, though, was originally introduced as montage music in the movie, but later revealed to be a work of Camp Firewood's reclusive music genius, Eric, played by Chris Pine, and it's an ode to the 80s and pomp circumstance, and it rides along a pretty fun film and TV series.
And do we have said music?
Higher and higher, sorry. The Rocking Nights of Summer, Wet Hot American Summer, and you can just hear the 80s bleeding through the ridiculousness. The hi-hat here. Oh, yeah. See, he knows what hi-hat is.
I do. I know music.
We've had hi-hat discussions on this program.
Some people don't know, have any idea what it is.
Donovan was doing a sampler platter where he said a drum noise was kind of part of the sample, and it was about the time Ham had gotten on the board. And
he thought all hi-hats were the same, which is insane.
They're not.
They're not samples.
That's terrible.
And it's Chris Pine standing on top of like a bunkhouse, and he's got long ridiculous hair playing an electric guitar.
That's awful.
It's pretty fun. Moving on. Let's do a couple more here. I think I'm gonna skip "Please, Mr. Kennedy" by Llewyn Davis from Inside Llewyn Davis, but you would know it as the Oscar Isaac, Justin Timberlake, Adam Driver video that went viral a couple of years ago from this movie that was not largely successful, I don't think, but it had a musical number in it that was pretty funny and fun. But we'll move on to School of Rock.
All right.
And Teacher's Pet, School of Rock. Pretty fun-ass time with Jack Black.
And I like this movie.
So this song and the film written by Mike White, White Lotus's Mike White.
A one-time cowboy quarterback?
Two totally different guys. This is a...
Bringing it back to sports.
Thank you. Richard Linklater film. He had scouted the country for talented 11-year-old musicians to play rock music that features on a soundtrack and in the film. This song peaked at 95 on the Billboard Top 200 and is awesome.
Did they play this at their big concert?
Yeah,
at the end?
Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And this is required viewing for people my age.
Like this is a good movie for us. It was a good movie to watch with our kids.
Yes.
Because they really enjoyed it too.
And it's like, it's a good movie that like adults can watch and still get some like enjoyment out of. It was great.
And my kids knew who Miranda Cosgrove was.
Yeah. And this is probably my introduction to Jack Black when I was a kid, at least in a like starring role.
But there's so much other great music, like real no music, doubt. You know.
Oh yeah, the whole thing.
AC/DC stuff they play and whatnot is great.
And the nailing down each of the bands to be able to play that music.
Right.
Like they made videos, like Jack Black had the whole cast and crew together to make a video to get those guys to approve their songs in the film, and it really makes it. All right. Shout out a couple here. Obviously, Spinal Tap being the probably originator of this whole deal.
I am the opposite on Spinal Tap as one of the regular hosts of this show.
You think it's awesome.
Yeah. It's fantastic. I love Spinal Tap. I can watch it anytime.
Shout out a kind of answer, a hip-hop answer to Spinal Tap, CB4 with Chris Rock.
Don't know that one.
Which is sort of a Straight Outta Compton type parody type thing. We're not playing those, Ham, so you don't have to wide-eye me.
Are you going to leave out the one that my wife has as her favorite?
What is that?
That Thing You Do?
Yeah, I am going to leave. I've never actually seen that movie.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard it's great. I just never have made it to
The Wonders, or as they were mistakenly called at one point, the O'Neaters. They spelled it without a W, O-N-E-D-E-R-S.
So I've also never actually seen Spinal Tap.
Oh, my God, dude. Come on.
But I've heard the music. I'm sorry, guys. That's not necessarily my jam.
Their amps go up to 11.
I've heard. All right, one more shout out before I get to my final song. One of the actual good songs on this list, this song was performed in Hustle and Flow. We're not going to play this one, Ham, but I do want to talk about it very briefly, by Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson, as their respective characters, DJ and Suge. 3-6 Mafia did their own version of the song, but I'm talking about Hard Out Here for a Pimp by DJ. And 3-6 Mafia and Henson performed the song shortly before it won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. And like I said, 3-6 Mafia ended up reissuing it on their platinum album, Most Known Unknown. It's awesome. If you like hip-hop, this is a great song. Might not be your flavor.
I've heard this, but
I'm sure you
have.
I mean, it was everywhere for a while.
I don't know about it.
All right, very last one. And this one is, I'm going to be honest, this one's for people my age.
So I'm too old for this.
Yeah, no. So you're aware of Road Trip, yes? The film
course.
Road Trip?
Yeah.
Well, there was a sequel of sorts to it, more of a spinoff type thing. There may have been two or three, but the one that I remember most is Euro Trip.
Okay. I'm a little familiar with it.
And it features Michelle Trachtenberg and a bunch of people you really wouldn't know or recognize. Yeah. Rest in peace, Michelle. But to me, the best part of this song is not even something that comes across on the music or in the lyrics. It's because it's lip synced by the, cameo king himself, Matt Damon.
Okay.
In a fully shaved head with a pierced lip and rocking his balls off. This is Scotty Doesn't Know by Lustra. Now the main character of the movie is at a party and he's talking to his girlfriend and things are going kind of weird, going sideways. His name is Scotty, and the lead singer of the band is up on stage, and he's teasing into how much he loves this girl, and this guy has no idea. Her boyfriend has no idea. And then he brings Fiona, his girlfriend, up on stage, and it turns out Scotty definitely didn't know what they've been doing on Sundays.
Whoops. This is right in that period of rock where I checked out on a lot.
So you're not a Blink fan then?
Not at all.
All right, one more shout out. The entire Get Him to the Greek soundtrack.
Don't know it either.
It's awesome. Fantastic.